On a Monday, you're back with Idaho Matters. I'm George Prentice. The Idaho Food Bank is facing, well, nearly historic demand due to widespread layoffs and uncertainty amidst the pandemic. Through a recent grant provided by Chobani, the Idaho Food Bank purchased a new refrigerated food truck specifically to serve South Central Idaho. And joining us today to talk about what that truck will provide is Karen Volk, President and CEO of the Food Bank, and Allison Newton is Director of Community Relations at Chobani. Welcome to Idaho Matters to both of you.
Thanks, George.
Thank you, George. Great to be with you.
Karen, can you talk to us about the demand that you're seeing? How do you track this? What are your numbers like?
Yes, George, you're right in referring to these as unprecedented numbers, not only in the growth and the number of people needing food assistance, but the rapid timeline when suddenly this happened and we found so many people needing additional support. That level of support does vary across the state, and we're seeing overall about a 30 to 50% increase in communities across the state, with a few exceptions, probably not surprising. In Blaine County, we've seen the most drastic increase in the number of people needing food assistance, and their numbers have doubled in that area.
So, and how have you evolved your operations to meet this demand?
Yes. So initially, we started out realizing we needed more food. So we have established a goal. We're increasing the amount of food that we're providing by at least 30%. We may have to go over that depending upon the number. So we've been working very hard to bring more food in. Now, that's shifted a little bit in how we do that. Previously, we were able to support most of the needs through donated food, but there's not enough food in the donated system right now. So we've started buying food. We're purchasing more food now than we ever have in our history. And our average distribution is up to about 2.4 million pounds per month. Wow. So we're working very hard to bring the food in and move the food out. We've made a commitment to our partners around the state to provide them with an additional 300,000 pounds of food across the network. We're working directly with our network of 400 partners around the state. We're having regular contact with them to understand what's going on within their respective communities and working to adapt as quickly as possible to meet those needs.
Allison, can you speak to Chobani's relationship with the food bank and how, I'm going to guess, how important it is?
Well, our relationship with the Idaho Food Bank goes back many, many years to 2014. That's when we first started really collaborating with Karen and her team. Feeding the food insecure is very important to Chobani. And having a partner like the Idaho Food Bank helps us facilitate that. We do that across the nation, but we especially try to focus in our backyards. And as you know, we have a home in Twin Falls, Idaho. And that's what really led to this conversation about a food truck as well. We'd been in conversations with Karen and her team for many months about how Chobani might be able to help bridge the hunger gap in the Magic Valley. And we were headed down a really good path and thought a refrigerated truck would be a good solution. But with the sudden influx in the demand that Karen just spoke to, created by COVID-19, we really worked together to try to expedite this gift so it could be put into action just as quickly as possible and start meeting the needs that have increased so heartbreakingly and dramatically.
And but paint me a word picture. This is not just any truck. This is a very specific truck, and I'm guessing has very specific needs. Its capacity and the fact that it's refrigerated, this is a pretty big deal, yes?
Well, I'll speak to our, I guess, perspective from Chobani. You know, when you think about nutritious, healthy foods, some of the most nutrient-dense foods are perishable. Take yogurt, for example. And so having a refrigerated truck is a game changer, and it really helps us and the food bank to deliver really the most nutritious foods to the people in need. And one other thing that we did, you know, it could have just been a truck that anonymously rolled down the interstate and through the Magic Valley, but it was important to all of us that it had a look and feel to it. And I know it's radio, but I will try to paint a picture as you recommended, George. Mm-hmm. It's the cheeriest truck you've ever seen. It's very happily branded. And that was by design. Obviously, the issue of hunger needs is not any laughing matter. But one of the things that we're striving to do at Chobani is to also destigmatize this need to go to a food bank, which, you know, so many people are having to do for the first time in their lives right now. So we really wanted to try to make this something that when you saw it coming, it brought a smile to your face. If you have to go to the truck to get some food, whether you do it regularly or it's a one-off situation, we wanted it to be welcoming and to not feel like this was a desperate time in one's life. And Karen, perhaps you want to talk about the capacity and what refrigeration means to a nonprofit like the food bank.
Sure, Allison, very well made points. That the focus on food is obvious, but what's more important is the focus on nutritious food. And this is something that we've been working on at the food bank for a number of years, and Chobani was a great partner to work with in understanding the value of nutrition, especially when people are in a time of food insecurity. We want to make sure they're not compromising their diets because that compromises your health. And we need these families and individuals to stay healthy, especially during these difficult times. So having this refrigerated truck really allows us to move the more nutritious kinds of food that does require the refrigeration. And to Allison's point about the truck, it does make you smile. I mean, the first time we saw the branding on the truck, it does bring that that happy feeling. And so we're certainly happy to have the truck, but also delighted and proud to be able to take that into the communities in the Magic Valley and South Central region to deliver that nutritious product to them.
We're speaking with the Idaho Food Bank's Karen Valk and Chobani's Allison Uten. Karen, Allison brought up the issue of stigma. Can I assume that we're seeing new faces in line in need of getting food on their table?
Most definitely. And it's humbling. You know, that's not an easy place to be. I mean, I had that experience growing up as a child where my single mother was struggling with that. And I remember how tough that was for her. It's no different for anyone. It can be very challenging. And that's why in our network and with our partners like Chobani, we try to lessen that and say, hey, you know, things can happen. What really matters is that there's a safety net here. People care about providing the assistance that you need to move through this as quickly as possible. There's no judgment. If you need some help, that's what we're here for. People care.
Well, the devastation is real, Allison, but can you speak a bit more about, well, coming together as a community? In this particular instance, it's very specific in meeting a need, but this is a pretty good example of where we might be heading to make things a little better. Yes?
Yeah, I think that, you know, pick a subject matter and it's probably in the process of changing into something new and uncharted. And I think food insecurity and hopefully how companies intersect with nonprofits like the Idaho Food Bank will change and improve as well. We saw the economic numbers that came out late last week, and we know that there are going to continue to be a lot of individuals struggling out there. As a food maker, we know the best way we can offer support right now is to feed people. Our motto has always been better food for more people. And that's why we've been so focused on supporting food banks, not just the Idaho food banks, but literally coast to coast during this. And they're seeing such a sharp increase in demand, and we want to do our part as a food company, as I said, to help to feed people. And we're fortunate to not only be a food company but to be one that crafts such a nutrient dense product as well. So a little bit goes a long way.
Karen, I've got just about a minute left, but can you give me a sense of the long-term impact to the food bank?
Yeah, we really are looking out to the recovery period from COVID-19 and recognizing that those who are struggling with employment right now may find themselves in financial constraints for some time to come. So we're really looking further down the road and being able to maintain the increased level of service and making sure that we're there to provide the support that's needed. If I could, George, I did also want to let everyone know, if there's anyone listening that is in need of food assistance or might know of someone who needs food assistance, on our website at idahofoodbank.org, we have a food locator. It's very easy to go to the food locator. You put in a zip code and you'll see a list of all of your local food pantries that are offering free food assistance.
Perfect. Karen Volk is president and CEO of the Idaho Food Bank. Allison Newton is Chobani's director of community relations. Best of luck to you. Stay healthy. Stay well. Thank you.
Thank you, George.
Likewise, George.
Up next, getting youth to register, to vote, and actually get out to the polls. I'm George Prentice, and this is Idaho Matters.